Nothing like the love we got. Hey, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, I want to thank our listening audience around the globe for tuning in all day long. Oh boy. You know, Sundays is a very special broadcast on Sundays. And we start off with the gospel explosion. Then we have a sermon. And take a little break, play some great music. And then we have the Boomerang Radio Show. And folks, those of you who love talk radio, you want to check out the Boomerang each and every Sunday. I'm telling you, it's a special broadcast. It's a special, I'm telling you how special it is. We cover topical issues that affects us daily, anywhere, anytime, any place around the globe. We handle global issues, economic issues, climate issues, racism, depression, and I mean just a whole lot more that we cover, and we bring it to in a way that is palatable. You know, it sits on the palate, and you know, it's a very fine broadcast, the Boomerang Radio Show, and we have some of the finest on our panel to join us each and every Sunday. So I invite you to do that. 3 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. on the East. And if you like our shows, you want to hear them again or just share them with a friend, just go to the website. That's studiowbuzz.com. Studiowbuzz.com. That's B-U-Z-Z, baby. Okay. We buzzing each and every day. And, just a whole variety of, just fine broadcasts. Like tonight is Sunday Night Gold. And I see my co-host. She's in the studio tonight. The jazzy one, Jasmine Vegas. Hey, Jazz, how you doing?
Hey, how are you? What's up, family? Happy Sunday.
Hey, happy Sunday. Hey, so glad to see you and talk to you. And so this is last week, you know, I have this thing. Like when you cats are away, you know, you know, the mouse play around. We had, I flew solo last week because you were, you were traveling.
I was.
And I told everyone, I said, Jazz is on assignment. I'm sure you, I said, she's on assignment. You went to Detroit.
I did. I went to the Black Theater Network conference in Detroit, and we had a wonderful time. Mm. Wonderful time. We paid tribute to Michael R. Jackson of A Strange Loop. We paid tribute to Ruben Santiago Hudson. And we paid tribute to Shante Adams and the great Woody King. These all black legends in the world of theater. So we had a wonderful time. We did.
Oh, outstanding. Now, did you get a chance to go to the Motown Museum?
I did not, but ooh, I did go to the Charles Wright Museum.
Okay.
Of African American culture. And it's a gorgeous facility.
Okay, tell us about it.
The Charles Wright Museum has a lot of honorees that are noted in Detroit, and it had a real nice presentation and exhibit on Barack Obama, and it was done by students, and these were all busts of Barack Obama. Like one was, is he black enough? And it had, the statue was half black and half white. There was another part of that installation that talked about, is he really American? And it had a picture of his birth certificate, which of course we know he was born in Hawaii, but remember, others said he wasn't American. So it just talked about him as, this was like, I think there were about 20 statues of just different people's interpretation of Barack Obama. The museum is around facility, and it has a like sunroof, so it was warm the particular day we were in there, and this wonderful choir from Detroit, a children's choir, sang, and they sang some nice Motown songs, and a lot of the people from Detroit apparently went to this high school, Cass Tech, and it's a performing arts school, so some of the people that we were honoring had gone to that high school too. So a very sweet lady, her name was Marilyn McCormick, taught a lot of these people. And just to see the look on her face as these people said that she gave them their start. Mm. It was really just heart touching.
Wow.
Oh, and Ruben Santiago Hudson, we paid tribute to him as well.
That's amazing. You know, it makes me want to have been there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. I would go there just for that. You know, but I would also, I would also visit the Motown Museum. That is rich. And you know, the thing about it is, culture and the richness of your culture, and all cultures, we should appreciate those. Because also, it's not only uplifting, encouraging in the fact that it would motivate us, say, wow, they did that? Wow, what can I do? Oh, you know, and so, wow, that's so, thank you for sharing that with us. Thank you.
It was a nice event. Oh, and I met Coleman Young's son.
Mm.
His name is Coleman Young the second. Yeah, he was Coleman Young the son. He looks just like his father.
Tell us who Coleman Young is.
He was a mayor of Detroit back in, I want to say maybe the 60s or the 70s. Mm. I have to Google it. But yeah, he was, when I saw him, I told somebody, I said, that is a politician, because he just had that look. And then when he introduced himself, he said, I am Coleman Young the second. Coleman Young was mayor of Detroit. Let's see. I can tell you the exact date. He was mayor of Detroit from 1974 to 1994. So that was 20 years.
Amen. Love it. Yeah. Love it. Love it. This is amazing stuff. Thank you so much. You folks, Studio W and our brilliant, brilliant hosts and co-hosts, they bring information that we wouldn't be privy to otherwise, because, Jazz just mentioned a lot of things that I didn't know. And so that's what we need to, know our history, folks. Come on. I'm telling you, it's really, really good stuff. So tonight, One Hit Wonders Part 2.
One Hit Wonders Part 2. Because some of these I didn't realize were classified as One Hit Wonders. And I want to remind the audience, these are according to some Google searches I did. And some of these songs I had truly forgotten about.
And I'm sure, hey, me too. As a matter of fact, okay, we're going to kick this thing off with, oh my God, Mark Morrison?
Yeah.
Okay.
You've heard the song before. Wait until you play it.
Let's do it. Okay. All right. Let's do this. All right. This is Sunday Night Gold on The Buzz. Return of the Mac.
Yeah, you've heard this. See?
I have.
Uh-huh.
Baby, now I got the flow, 'cause I know it from the start. Baby, when you broke my heart, that I had it come again. I'm sure you that I'd win. Your life of mine, all those times I said that I love you. Your life of mine, yes I try, yes I try. Your life of mine, even though you knew I'd die for you. Turn on me.
Return of the man.
Return of the man.
Oh. player. Give me some brew and I might just chill. But I'm the type that likes to light another joint like Cypress Hill. I still do be spit loogies when I puff on it. I got some bucks on it, but it ain't enough on it. Go get the S-T-I-D-E-S. Nevertheless, I'm hella fresh, rolling joints like a cigarette. So pass it across the table like ping pong. I'm gone, beating my chest like King Kong. It's on, wrap my lips around the phony. And when it comes to getting another stogie, fools all kick in like Shinobi. Know me ain't my homie to begin with. It's too many heads to beat. Probably let my friend hit bit. Unless you pull out the fat crispy. $5 bill on the reel before it's history. Cause fools be having them vacuum lungs. And if you let them hit it for free, you well are dumb. I come to school with a tailor on my earlobe. Avoiding all the flick teasers, skeezers, and weirdos. Got me going off the land like where the bomb at. Give me $2, you take a puff and pass my bomb back. Suck up the dank like a Slurpee. The serious bomb will make a nigga go delirious like Eddie Murphy. I got more growing pains than Maggie. Cause homies nag me to take the dank out of the baggie. Whenever I can, don't be no crutch. I'm so keyed up till the joint be burning my hand. Next time I roll it in a hamper to burn slow, so the ashes won't be burning in my hand, bruh. Hoogies get hit, but they know they got a pitch and bent. I roll a joint that's longer than your extension. Cause I'll be damned if you get high off me for free. Hell no, you better bring your own slip cheek. What's up, don't babysit that? Better pass the joint. Stop hitting cause you know you got asthma. Crack the 40 open, homie, and guzzle it. Cause I know the weed in my system is getting lonely. I gotta take a whiz test to my P.O. I know I feel cause I done smoked major weed, bro. And every time we with Chris, that fool rolling up a fatty. But the Tango Ray straight had me. Stop at the light, man. My yesterday thing got me hung off the night train. You fade, I fake, so let's head to the east. Hit the stroll to 9-0 so we can roll big hashish. I wish I could fade the 8, but I'm no budget. Still rolling the 2 though, cut the same old bucket. Foggy window, soggy endo. I'm in the land getting smoke with my kid. I've been smoked, yuck, I spray a layer down. Up in the OAK, the town. Homies don't play around, we down to blaze a pound. Then ease up, speed up through the ESO. Drink the VSO, pee up with the lemon squeeze up. And everybody's roller, I'm the roller. That's quick to fold a blunt out of a bunch of sticky doja. Hold up, suck up my weed, it's all you do, kicking feet. Cause we're IBs, we need to have like a foo-foo.
I got 5 on that. Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. Jazz. Oh, yes. Okay. All right. You just did it. You just did it. That's going to have to go into the rotation. And oh, yeah. I have to be totally honest with everyone. And I don't remember that song, but I like it.
You don't remember that song?
I do not remember that. Now, Return of the Mac, I do remember that one by Mark Morrison. But this one, oh, I got 5 on it. Oh, you can count that one. You can count that in.
Oh, yeah, take that one to the bank.
Okay. Look here, we can cash this check. Absolutely, that one is going to the rotation. I love that. Man, wow. Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah, it's like I'm having a conversation with Jazz, right? But we haven't forgotten you guys. We love you, and thank you so much for listening in. And so many of you are texting me right now. Oh, 7-Up is, she's always there. And so,
hey, 7-Up.
And so is Kim Rogers. She's there. Anybody else? Let me know if you're listening in, okay? And I'll be glad to acknowledge you. Be more than happy to do that because you make us do what we want to do. You motivate us. And the more, and when you guys comment like this, I get inspired. You know, often I've done maybe an hour show and it went to 2 hours because the audience was so engaged and I just couldn't leave them, you know? I couldn't just leave them hanging, right? So I had to do that. And then, or I've had a 2 hour show, it went to a 3 hour show just because you guys just keep listening. So what am I supposed to do? I've got to do, hey.
You got to give the people what they want.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Go ahead, girl. Go ahead now. Absolutely. Now, this group coming up.
Oh, you remember this song?
I do. Absolutely. And do you know it broke my heart when the scandal broke? Oh, my God. And it was all because the producers wanted a more, what they thought, appealing look.
Commercial, right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look. Mm-hmm. And the cats behind the scenes, these were some bad guys. These were some bad cats. But because of commercialization, they decided, okay, we're going to put these cats that look, that may be more appealing to the audience out, and they're going to lip sync, but the guys who's really doing this is behind the scenes. Oh, my God. And for years, I wouldn't even listen to those songs anymore because it just bothered me that much, right? Yeah. But I'm glad you put it up because the music was great.
I loved it.
And, folks, do we give the title, do we give the name of the group before or after?
Just go on and play it.
I'm going to play it.
I know their wheels are turning now.
Yeah, I know. I love doing that. I love doing that.
You do.
You know me.
So what are you doing back?
Well, I sat back and thought about the things we used to do. It really meant a lot to me. You mean a lot to me.
I really mean that much to you?
Girl, you know it's true.
Why not? Wow. Hey, blame it on something. Don't put it on you, okay? Yep, I see so much of that's going on right now. Blame it on the rain. Blame it on the dirt. Blame it on the what sunshine. I mean, whatever. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, that group, we didn't announce the name of that group, and many of you already know who that was. And I say was because I think that they were talented enough. And see, this is the thing about marketing and producers in Hollywood and record companies and things like that. They feel that they have to market individuals that are attractive, you know, that's appealing to what they think to be appealing to their audience so they could sell more records. But this group, I mean, the guys, and then I saw something way back after the scandal broke, Jazz. Oh, by the way, that was Milli Vanilli.
Milli Vanilli.
You guys already know. I'm so glad you put it on the list. I am so happy you put it there. But the thing is, folks, that is what this, if you look at that, that will give you a little glimpse or snippet of how the world operates. It's what you look like. And many times, you know, no matter how talented you are or how great you are, it's like what you look like. Instead of like from the inside out, it's the outside in. It's just some crazy stuff, Jazz. Now, I'm sure I know you know the story. You know the scandal. And I'm telling you, I really liked that group up until, and I remember when it broke on TV, that these guys were busted for being frauds. Now, I don't know that they had to pay any penalties or anything like that, but it's not that. But they were exposed to the world as being frauds. And there was a press conference, and one of the members of the group kind of sang something a cappella and then threw the mic down. Now, I heard what he was singing, and his voice wasn't that bad. I mean, I didn't think his voice was bad. I really didn't. Now, I don't know how this all fits or anything like that, but they could have made that thing work without the fraudulent appearances that we saw. Okay, I need your take on this.
He probably didn't sound bad, but he did not sound like what they wanted him to sound like.
Yeah.
That was it.
Right.
He didn't have that, like you said, that commercial appeal. Because he probably was a good singer, but they wanted, and this was the 90s, am I correct?
I think it was back in, was it 90s or the 80s? I think it was the 80s. But please check. Let's fact check this. Yeah, check that for me. And you know, and you saying something. Huh?
He didn't have that commercial appeal.
Right. Yeah, the guys behind the scene, you know, they looked like they had a little weight on them. Okay, to say the least, but that's okay. Look, I'm enjoying the music, not because of what somebody looks like. Look, I'm listening to music because of the sound. This is just me. But it's the record companies. See, this is the thing, exploitation of artists. If you look at it, it was a complete exploitation because the cats, and I don't know the members of the group, we're going to have to research that. Who were the guys that were playing? Go on, please.
Fab Moravian and Rob Pilatus. And this was the 1980s. It was 1988.
Uh-huh.
And they're originally German. They're black German.
Okay.
Yeah. They're a German-French R&B group from Munich.
Now, were those the two that were on stage?
These were the two that were on stage.
Okay, let's talk about the guys that were backstage, though, that really performed the music. Anything on that?
Let me see. I have to look that up.
Okay, we're going to check this thing out, folks. Because we like to get our music right. We want to get our facts right. This is Sunday Night Gold. And it's a golden opportunity for yours truly. I am William A. Brown. And on the other side, we got the jazzy one. The jazz.
That's me.
That's her. Okay. And we want to bring you the music, but we also want to bring you the truth. Now, it's sort of, I would say, similar in a sense to Monday Night Madness, which I'll get into, because not only we bring the music, but jazz comes with a theme, and there's a purpose why we're playing certain music that we do on Sunday nights, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, and we will fact check and give you some facts on, you know, not on every artist, because, see, jazz sent a whole list of artists.
Yeah.
And the professor and I, we do something a little bit different. We will have maybe one artist, but we'll go through the, or maybe a couple with a few others. It depends on the content of that artist, right? And we'll give you the background, the life, the legacy, the history, and things of that nature. Now, jazz sends me a bunch of songs, so we can't give you all of that on each and every artist, each and every week. But sometimes we'll pick out a particular artist, and we will expound on that, and we'll give you a little information as far as we have it, as that is concerned. Now, jazz is still looking that up. Jazz, what do you have?
One of the guys, his name was John Davis, and he passed away last year.
I remember that name, John. He was behind the scenes?
Yeah, he was behind the scenes. He was one of the real voices behind the lip-syncing group.
Now, did he also play guitar?
It said that, no, he, it doesn't say.
Okay,
While living in Germany, Mr. Davis started singing for Milli Vanilli in the 80s after he met Frank Farian, a German music producer. Mr. Farian asked Mr. Davis to work on the project, mm-hmm. but he didn't disclose that he was going to be lip syncing for Milli Vanilli.
Wow.
He passed away May 29th from COVID-19.
Oh my goodness.
He was 66 years old.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and this is according to the New York Times.
Well, you know what? Many of our audience members may not, and I'm not here to project or to say, hey, how many of you guys knew that or didn't? Oh, I'm going to tell you what, from this host, I didn't know any of that part, the part that jazz just gave us. I didn't even know that. But, you know, this is what I love about this. I want to know, just like you visited those history museums and you participated in those conferences and you had that great experience that you had, which makes me want to go to Detroit and see what's happening, right? And guys, girls, these are gems that we are trying to drop on you right now, okay? This is information. I just love it. I just love it. Education, look, it's underrated, folks. Underrated, okay? Now, oh boy, this one, I know I remember this one right here. Oh my God.
I know you do.
Okay. Oh, I'm just going to give you the artist name. I'm not going to give you the song right now. Foxy. Woo, woo, woo.
We're off to the races.
Oh, look here. I'm telling you, I love that. Jazz is jamming already. I'm going to turn off my mic because I'm going to cut a rug. Oh, I ain't got no rug. We'll be right back.
has to do her hair now, because she cares, y'all. Her hair wouldn't be right without her makeup. She's never had a makeup. She's just like you and me, but she's homeless. She's homeless. As she stands there singing for money, la la dee.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing. There were funky Chinamen from funky Chinatown. They were chopping them up. They were chopping them. Chinese art, and everybody knew their part. From a fainting to a slip, and a kicking from the hip, everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. Hey, yeah, but they fought with expert timing. There was Funky Billy Chin and little Sammy Chong. He said, here comes the big boss. Hey, well, let's get it on. We took the bow and made a stand. Started swaying with the hand. Sudden motion made me skip. Now we're into a brand new trip. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they did it with expert timing. Oh, yeah.
Carl Douglas. Oh yeah, we were kung fu fighting. Oh yeah. Okay. I think that has a deeper meaning. But anyway, back to the shows. Sunday Night Go.
What deeper meaning, WB?
No, I'm not going to air that. I'm not okay. going to explain what I meant by that. But kung okay. fu fighting didn't mean like, yeah, I don't think it was a real physical fight. Yeah, it was more like a romantic, wrestling match. Okay.
Leave that right there.
Well, you asked,
Jen. I wanted to know what you thought about
okay, well, that. You know now, don't you?
I sure do.
Okay, all right. Don't ask a question if you don't know the answer to.
Okay.
All right. Now, back to my original thought here. No. Folks, I'm having a great mm-hmm. time. And you know, hey, Jazz.
Yes.
Our audience is having a great time too. I'm getting text messages.
They
are enjoying what we're doing here. Good. I mean, with all of the, great music, the hilarity or whatever you want to call it, I don't care. I just like having fun.
I do too.
There are two things in life that, I think that is extremely important. Mm-hmm. And now that doesn't mean that there aren't other extreme important things that we need to talk about. But I'm talking about on the entertainment side. That is music and laughter.
Yeah.
I think it does so much for our souls. I really do. Okay? Music and laughter. Folks, laugh as much as you can.
Yes.
Listen to as much great music as you can. Because these things, whether you know it or not, it will improve something in your life. I promise you.
It will.
And I use it a lot. And just like what you are into, theater and arts. Mm-hmm. Art is not only entertainment, but it's healing as well. If you look at art, you go to a museum and you see a picture. You see a picture of something you really like. It takes you to a place. And that kind of alters some things in your thinking. Or you go to a play that was touching, riveting, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Okay. It's going to change some great things in a positive way. And most times, I mean, jazz, am I off basis?
Not at all. Theater is nothing more than human behavior on stage. And your more successful plays mirror, if you will, the human process, or they mirror life. Those, the plays that are such hits, they're hits because people see themselves or someone they know on stage.
Right.
That's all theater is.
And
it's,
you know,
human behavior on stage.
I couldn't agree more. And just like music, you hear, and what is most so magnificent, you take a play, and you can learn so much, get so much out, and be inspired so much by maybe a two-hour performance.
Right.
Less or more, however, you know, the time allows, right? And what's really amazing about music, and in most theater productions, there's music incorporating it, isn't it?
Right. Right. Yeah, there's going to be music, even if there's just music as you change scenes. There's certainly music, right?
Absolutely. And there's a reason for it.
Right.
You know, whether it's on purpose, whether the producer realizes the importance of that music or not. Okay. It is so vitally important. And what I love about music, you get a message, a story, a life experience or something you can relate to.
True.
3, 4, 5 minutes.
True.
That is, that's genius in a box.
Folks,
coming right back, she's a bad mama jamma.
Oh, yes, she
is. Yeah, Jazz, I know you picked this one out. I know you did. Yes, you did. Bad mama jamma. WB at the Jazzy One.
That's me.
Right on Sunday Night Go.
Just as fine. Yo, VIP. Let's kick it. Ice is back with a brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights, huh, and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance, rush the speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly, when I play a dope melody. Anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit the bulls out, the kid don't play. And if there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Ice, ice.
I'm on a roll, it's time to go solo. Rolling, hit my 5.0 with the rag top down so my hair can blow. The girlie's on standby, waving just to say hi. Did you stop? No, I just drove by. Kept on, pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next stop. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A, Beachfront Avenue. Girls were hot, women less than bikinis. Rockman lovers, driving Lamborghinis. Jealous, cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with a gauge and vanilla with a nine. Ready for the jumps on the wall. The jumps acting ill cause they're full of egg ball. Gunshots ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells falling on the concrete real fast. Jumped in my car, slammed on the gas. Bumper to bumper, the avenue's packed. I'm trying to get away before the jackers jack. Police on the scene, you know what I mean? They passed me up, confronted all the dope fiends. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Ice, ice.
On the scene, just in case you didn't know it. My town that created all the bass sound, enough to shake and kick holes in the ground. My style's like a chemical spill. These are rhymes you can vision and feel. Conducted and formed is a hell of a concept. We make it hype, and you wanna step with this. Shape plays on the fade, slice like a ninja, cut like a razor blade so fast. Other DJs say, damn, rhyme was a drug, I'd sell it by the gram. Keep my composure when it's time to get loose. Magnetized by the mic when I kick my juice. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Ice, ice.
Ice, ice, baby, go. Ice, ice, baby, go. Ice, ice, baby.
Yes. Got paid. This Johnny Kemp. Hey, we invite you each and every Sunday to get down with us with WB and the Jazz One right here on Studio W, The Buzz. Hey, that was a triple play. That's right. She's a bad mama jammer. Mm-hmm. Carl Carlton, Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby. And Johnny Kemp just got paid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. As I'm getting text my 07 up. She says, hey, there's a party over here. Hey, Jazz. Hey, 7
Thank
up.
Thank you, 7 up.
Hey, look at girl. There's a party over here, too. And we are circulating the globe. Folks, please share this with somebody. We ask each and every one of you to share this with at least one friend. Say, hey, yeah. I'm enjoying the Buzz, Sunday Night Gold, hanging out with WB and the Jazzy One. These guys are just off the chisang, okay? This is how we do this. This is how we do it. Yes. Jazz, we got more music here, and I'm going to step aside. We're going to play more music, but did you have any comments before we move on?
I did want to tell the audience a little detail that I found out while we were on break. That song that we played a few minutes ago, Crystal Waters.
Uh-huh.
Guess whose great niece she is?
I have no idea.
Ethel Waters.
Whoa.
Yeah. She was born in Deptford Township, New Jersey. She is the daughter of Junior Waters, a famed jazz musician,
okay,
and his wife, Betty. Her great aunt, Ethel Waters, was one of the first Black American vocalists to appear in mainstream Hollywood musicals.
Amen. Amen. Ethel Waters, I remember her. Mm-hmm. The background is so important. This is rich. It is richness, folks. And absorb it. Tell your friends and tell them. Studio W Buzz, we are a unique broadcast.